An unwanted kiss from Joe Biden.
I did feel violated.
Accuser of Virginia's lieutenant governor speaks out.
The Virginia people need to know who it is that they elected.
Trump threat to close the border.
You can take the president seriously.
Sparks concern.
Closing the border would cause chaos.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. New questions swirling around former Vice President Joe Biden, a man who could be in the 2020 presidential race later this month. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says it follows what a woman calls inappropriate behavior.
All of a sudden, I feel hands on my shoulders.
Lucy Flores alleges that Joe Biden approached her suddenly from behind at a 2014 campaign event when she was running for Nevada lieutenant governor.
He, like, smelled my hair, and then he planted the slow kiss on the top of my head.
Biden said, in my many years on the campaign trail and in public life, I have offered countless handshakes, hugs, expressions of affection, support, and comfort. And not once, never, did I believe I acted inappropriately.
An accuser of Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax is telling her story publicly to CBS This Morning's Gail King. Vanessa Tyson is one of two women who want lawmakers to hold a public hearing. She claims she was assaulted 15 years ago.
It's completely consensual. Mm-hmm. He guides me to the bed and we're kissing. And then it was like my neck didn't work. And I didn't know what was going on. The next thing I know, like, my head is, like, literally in his crotch.
Fairfax has denied the allegations. Well, this is the week President Trump threatened to close the U.S. border with Mexico. Live now to the White House and CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
This weekend, following through on an earlier presidential threat, the State Department announced it would cut off aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. The administration says those Central American countries haven't done enough to stop people from heading north. And it's a recent surge in migrants, both asylum seekers waiting at ports of entry, as well as those crossing illegally, that has led the president to threaten to close the border. Aide Kellyanne Conway told Fox.
It certainly isn't a bluff. You can take the president seriously.
Trade experts and business interests are nervous. Nearly $2 billion in goods and services freely flow across that border every day. Steve?
Well, two Marine pilots were killed in a helicopter crash in southwestern Arizona, came during a training mission. The cause is under investigation. In Columbia, South Carolina, a 21-year-old college student was killed after police say she got into the wrong car, thinking it was her Uber ride outside a bar. A 24-year-old suspect is in custody, charged with murder and kidnapping. Samantha Josephson's boyfriend spoke at a vigil.
She truly was the love of my life. I saw such a clear future with her.
In Los Angeles, police are looking for who shot and killed Grammy-nominated rapper Nipsey Hussle.
Dedication, hard work.
He was one of three people shot outside the clothing store he owned. The other two survived. Police Lieutenant Chris Ramirez.
Currently, our South Bureau Homicide Division is handling this as a homicide investigation.
There are new developments at a California horse track.
Just 2 days after Santa Anita reopened, following a nearly one-month closure, another horse suffered a fatal injury.
Saw a couple horses go down, and they threw up the green curtains, and that was it.
The accident took place during the San Simeon Stakes. Two horses went down. One of them, Arms Runner, had to be euthanized. It's the 23rd death since late December. This fan's reaction?
I don't know if it warrants a shutdown, but there's something that's missing.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Computer problems have forced delays around the country this morning on United, Delta, Southwest, JetBlue, and Alaska Air flights. That has a lot of people talking on Twitter. The walk from the terminal gate to the plane is usually the least talked about part of any trip, but not always, as correspondent Steve Dorsey tells us in this CBS News Radio investigation.
Two people were hurt last night after a frightening jet bridge collapse at LAX.
From LA,
the cause of this collapse is mechanical failure,
to Baltimore.
Several people are recovering after a jet bridge collapsed at BWI Airport.
Jet bridge mishaps have led to injuries and even deaths.
The contractors were repairing a 4-foot-tall tire inside a workshop. This one was being used for a jet bridge when it exploded. One of them was instantly killed.
Now, maintenance reports obtained by CBS News Radio reveal damaged jet bridges and safety hazards at airports from coast to coast.
We're walking on the bridge, and then all of a sudden, I fell.
Wendy Murphy says she tripped and fell over a metal ring holding in place a wooden panel on a jet bridge in Fayetteville, North Carolina, injuring her shoulder.
I could see that I had tripped over something. It was like, it was sticking up in the bridge.
At Salt Lake City International Airport alone, records detail slipping and tripping hazards and passengers and workers injured by a sliding door or missing flooring. Maintenance reports at other airports found cracked and falling glass, loose cables, hydraulic leaks, and broken wheels.
Jet bridges like the one I'm on at BWI Airport in Baltimore are complex structures with lots of moving parts and electrical and ventilation components. Some are 30 years old, with maintenance crews fighting issues like corroding rust and aging safety features.
And they're complicated.
Matthew Likens is an aviation maintenance consultant.
If you have issues with the electric drive motors or the hydraulic lift systems, these are safety sensitive and safety critical systems on the bridge and would require immediate repair.
Often it's up to airports to ensure the structures are safe, but at Chicago's Midway Airport, aviation attorney Patrick Murphy says it was a consortium of airlines responsible for the jet bridge where his client tripped and fell over a rusted deformed hump in 2014, breaking her arm.
That should have been inspected certainly on a monthly basis. And if it had been, that hump would have been discovered and she wouldn't have been injured.
With the country's jet bridges aging amid maintenance mistakes and accidents, sometimes air travel can be hazardous on the ground. Steve Dorsey, CBS News, Washington.
Well, the mighty fell in yesterday's March Madness basketball action on CBS.
Michigan State is headed to Minneapolis.
Michigan State ousted Duke 68-67. Auburn toppled Kentucky 77-71 to advance to the Final Four. A vaccination battle from a Kentucky school district is going to go before a judge.
18-year-old Jerome Kunkel sued after the Kentucky State Health Department ordered him to stay away from his school, Our Lady of the Assumption High School in Walton, Kentucky, during a chickenpox outbreak. He refuses to get vaccinated.
It's derived from aborted fetal cells, and as a Catholic, we do not believe in abortion. We believe that's morally wrong. It would go against my conscience.
The National Catholic Bioethics Center says the vaccine is acceptable, since it doesn't actually contain aborted cells. Jim Crisilla, CBS News.
Well, Georgia's Republican Governor Brian Kemp is due to sign a bill that outlaws abortions in the state after a fetal heartbeat is detected. It would be among the toughest laws of its kind in the country. A heartbeat can be found as early as 6 weeks. A legal challenge is expected if it becomes law. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.